I read and watch the news on a regular basis, as I'm sure many of you do as well. Institutions are a subject that comes up surprisingly often. The ongoing Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse in Institutions often makes the news. Australia's refugee policy makes the news almost daily, bringing heartbreaking stories of the experiences of asylum seekers in our detention centres. Victorian prisons have been in the news recently. I'm an archaeologist. I study the past. But these news stories are directly relevant to my research about Abbotsford Convent. Institutions today are used to remove particular groups of people from our community, a role which they've played since the first penal colony was established here. The physical institution is crucial to this process. The built fabric creates the experience of institutionalisation. The walls, the bars and the windows, the locked gates and doors, this fabric creates the institution and makes it more than just a building. It's this fundamental role of the physical that makes the built fabric of institutions such a rich source of information for archaeologists. The physical fabric can be used to provide information about how these places worked and how they've changed over time. My research looks at one particular institution and uses the built fabric to look at how it's evolved. Abbotsford Convent, here in Melbourne, was a massive and complex institution. It housed thousands of wayward and vulnerable women and girls for over 100 years. You might have had a coffee at a cafe there recently, or attended a wedding in one of the old asylum buildings. There are a lot of large buildings at Abbotsford Convent and others that have been demolished. They're not just a random jumble of buildings. They represent changes that took place in the 19th and 20th century in our welfare, penal and education systems. Examining the way the buildings and landscape at Abbotsford Convent have changed provides us with information about how these systems have changed. It began as a reformatory for prostitutes. It became a refuge and a school, and today is a beautiful community arts precinct. Looking at how a particular institution has changed doesn't just tell us about that institution. It also tells us about the world outside of the institution. The type of person who we label as a problem and lock up in an institution has changed. We no longer lock up unmarried mothers. Today, we lock up asylum seekers. My research highlights what hasn't changed in the last 200 years. The practice of labelling particular groups of people as a problem and placing them behind the walls of an institution.